Cuomo New York ISO tensions on display at IPPNY conference, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. By Rich Hydorn Jr. Albany, New York at FERC's technical conference May 1 and 2, several commenters observed that it is easier to coordinate state policy with wholesale markets when the market is a single state, as in New York ISO. But there was no groupthink on display at the Independent Power Producers of New York's 31st Annual Spring Conference last week, where industry stakeholders and state and ISO officials debated carbon policy, zero emission credits for nuclear plants, the closure of the Indian Point nuclear plant, and the Champlain-Hudson transmission. In particular, the conference highlighted the differences between the administration of Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo and the Republican-controlled state Senate, the ISO, and IPPNY itself. Arguably, no state officials are pushing more ambitious changes for the electric industry than New York's with the Reforming the Energy Vision initiative for transitioning to a less centralized, more renewable-based future. Kaufman Acapirite RTO Insider. Richard Kaufman, chairman of the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority and Cuomo's top energy official, began his speech to IPPNY by acknowledging the tensions. That was quite a pointed introduction, he joked when IPPNY CEO Gavin Donohue welcomed him to the podium after laying out the organization's complaints over the state's out-of-market policies. Love letter to ISO. Donohue Acapirite RTO Insider. Kaufman also acknowledged that it's no secret that we haven't been in very good alignment with the New York ISO. I'm sure that Brad Jones keeps a copy of my love letter to him on his dartboard, he said, referring to the missive he sent last July in response to comments the ISO filed with the Public Service Commission on the state's clean energy standard. The letter dismissed New York ISO's filing as misleading, incomplete, and grossly inaccurate, and lectured the ISO on the need to combat climate change. Kaufman also accused the ISO of being held captive by stakeholders representing status quo interest that are threatened by the renewable future, singling out a IPPNY by name. At the conference, Kaufman declined to offer an opinion on the ISO's carbon adder plan, saying officials of NYSCRDA and the Department of Public Service had just begun to review it. But he made it clear any ISO plan would have to harmonize with REV and insisted the state's actions were justified responses to market imperfections. We recognize the valuable role the federal wholesale markets can play, he said. But the truth is, in our view, those wholesale markets are not living up to their potential because of a failure to effectively harmonize with the state's public policy. Given the uncertainty in Washington, the state will not cede what it considers its role in energy and environmental policy. REV's objective. He said REV's objective is to provide market-based incentives for private capital to build the 21st century grid with a mix of central station production and distribution with distributed nodes, where supply and demand are dynamic and electrons can flow in more than one direction. About 200 industry stakeholders and state and New York ISO officials discussed carbon policy, zero emission credits, and other pressing and contentious issues at the Independent Power Producers of New York's 31st Annual Spring Conference last week. Acapirite RTO Insider. The new grid must be both more energy and capital efficient, he said. 54% average capacity utilization, which is what our entire system is in New York State, a number which is declining, is a low number in terms of capital efficiency. We can't achieve the governor's mandate of 50% renewables by 2030 by doing things the same way. We've been bolting things onto a system that it wasn't designed for. Those things include renewables and distributed energy resources. And the same way we've been physically bolting renewables and DER onto the grid never intended for these resources, we've recognized that we can't keep bolting on policies onto a policy regime that was not intended for that purpose either. Kaufman said he would not answer questions about ZECs because of the suit filed by IPPNY members Dynegy, Eastern Generation, and NRG Energy, claiming the ZECs intrude on FERC's jurisdiction. He said only that the governor did not want to lose ground in carbon emissions by the upstate plants closing. Donohue concluded Kaufman's session by imploring him, Jones and Scott Weiner, the DPS deputy for markets and innovation, to keep working to come up with this market fix so that Chairwoman Cheryl LaFleur can help us implement something to save our markets in New Cuomo versus Legislature. Griffo Acapirite RTO Insider. The Cuomo administration's differences with the state legislature were also on display as State Senator Joseph Griffo, or R, Chairman of the Senate Committee on Energy and Telecommunications, told the conference that the Senate will carefully vet Cuomo's nominees to the PSC. It's not going to be a pro forma type of submission, he said. New York State Assemblywoman Amy Paulin, or D, Chair of the Committee on Energy, outlined her objections to the statewide cost allocation of the ZEC subsidies, saying the costs for the upstate generators should not be imposed on her Westchester County constituents. Assembly members were left fuming in March when the PSC and NYSERDA declined to send witnesses to a hearing on the program, and Exelon sent no senior executive with knowledge of the subsidy negotiations. Indian Point. Some legislators are also upset with Cuomo's deal to shut down the Indian Point nuclear plant by 2021. The governor has long opposed the plant because of its proximity to New York City. Reese Acapirite, RTO Insider. In March, ISO and PSC officials told a joint hearing chaired by Paulin and Griffo that they are not concerned about replacing the capacity of the 2069 megawatts plant, saying energy efficiency, transmission upgrades, and the ISO's wholesale market will ensure reliability. IPPNY Chair John Reese, Senior Vice President of Eastern Generation, indicated in remarks to the conference that he is not satisfied with those assurances. What does the future look like? We have no idea, he said. Reese said the ISO should begin an impact study on the retirement immediately rather than waiting for a formal retirement notice, which might not come until 2020 or later. It takes a minimum of 4 to 6 years to build infrastructure in New York. If Indian Point presents an issue on power supply, we need to know now. Champlain-Hudson Transmission Line. What should definitely be off the table among potential Indian Point replacements is the remarkably uneconomic Champlain-Hudson Power Express transmission line, Donohue said. Paulin Acapirite, RTO Insider. Earlier this year, Paulin and Griffo introduced what Paulin called an IPPNY priority bill that would prohibit the New York Power Authority from purchasing energy from the proposed line. IPPNY claims the project, which would transmit 1,000 megawatts of Canadian hydropower to the New York metro area, could not be built without direct or indirect subsidies, such as extra market contracts with a state entity. The project was proposed by Transmission Developers Inc., which claims the $2.20 billion project would be one of the largest investments in New York State history. The state's view has not changed, Kaufman said. TDI is a merchant line. This means a customer or customers need to sign up for the power. The cost of the transmission line will not be passed along to any ratepayers.